Welcome to the Parsha Pick Me Up, a podcast that offers just one brief insight into the weekly Torah portion. It was the eighth day of the consecration of the tabernacle. God had distanced himself from the people of Israel since the sin of the golden calf, and now, with the establishment of a home for his presence, he was drawing near to them once again. The sense of anticipation felt inside of the tabernacle emanated outward as Aaron and his sons served inside of the new Mishkan. Finally, Moshe and Aaron exit the tabernacle and bless the people. God's presence appears, and a fire comes onto the altar, consuming the offerings. In the majesty of the moment, the people are moved to song and they prostrate themselves on the ground. It was precisely at this moment of heightened spirituality that Nadav and Avihu Aaron's sons brought an unauthorized incense offering. They were killed immediately for their trespass, and the feeling of divine closeness was shattered. The feeling of spiritual transcendence was broken. Moshe took charge and acted swiftly. He spoke to Aaron, speaking brief words of comfort. He called to Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uziel, and had them take the bodies of Nadav and Avihu from the tabernacle. And he gave instructions to Aaron and his remaining sons. They needed to stay within the walls of the tabernacle. The service on behalf of the people could not stop. Everyone involved in this process deserves praise. Moshe for taking charge, Aaron and his sons for sticking to their mission in the face of tragedy, and the sons of Uziel for removing their cousin's body. Everyone had a different role. The sons of Uziel honored Nadav and Avihu and began the path towards their funerals. Aaron represented the people to God, and Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, led. We do not control when tragedy appears in our lives, when loss manifests acutely, even in the midst of our days of celebration. But when it does, we are called upon to work just as Moshe and Aaron and the sons of Uziel did then. Someone has to lead. Everyone has to come together as a group. Life will not stop. No one is exempt from responsibility. Loss in whatever form hurts. When someone is in pain, that means it is time to come together and take on a role in moving things forward. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Parsha Pick Me Up. Please subscribe, share this episode with a friend, or leave a review. If you have questions or comments, write to me at rabbi@ush.org. If you're in Houston, please come daven and learn and join us at United Orthodox Synagogues. We'd love to see you.